Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to offer two more days out of the week to reach listeners and help if I can. As always, one question per caller so that folks can get a chance to get in and be heard. Please keep your questions brief and short. As you know, I'm a down-to-earth psychic. I shoot from the hip. I'm a very loving person. If I don't pick up anything, I'm honest and will let you know. So I look forward to your calls. And for the people that are on the air right now, thank you for joining me. And this, you're in the studio with LSV, which today you don't have S&V. You just got me, Linus. So let's begin, and our first call is area code 201. 201, you're on the air with Linus. How can I help you?
Hi, Linus. Thanks for taking my call.
And who's this? I just
know what you see regarding my love life.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Rose.
Okay, Rose. Righty. Okay. Well, Rose, I'm picking up a gentleman from the past or a delayed relationship. Let's see. Looks like there's two guys. One from the past is trying to come back, or maybe he's called you a couple of times or trying to reach you. And then I'm looking at this current guy, or delayed. Okay, now Spirit is showing me. He's got curly hair. It's like blondish brown, but it's curly and short.
New guy?
Yeah, this guy that I'm seeing right now. And it looks like he's been trying to talk to you, but you've delayed it. I don't know, maybe you really don't want to be bothered. But anyway, yeah, he wants to talk to you. But there's something about him, I don't know, I'm picking up like a fuddy-duddy. Maybe that's the best word I can say, like a fuddy-duddy. He doesn't have it all together, or he doesn't know how to communicate to a woman, you know, to get her attention. I don't know, but anyway, and I see this guy's like he's from Pennsylvania. This particular one, this one that's a fuddy-duddy. The one from the past, I see that man is from Michigan. He was born in Michigan, but from the past,
no,
and he wants to.
I never knew anyone from Michigan in my past.
Okay. Well, this guy looks like he was born there. He doesn't live there. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, it looks like he was born there. He doesn't live there now, but that's where he was born, was in the state of Michigan.
Hmm.
Yeah, but
well,
he doesn't live there now.
Tell me about him. I'm thinking of one person from the past, but I haven't heard from him.
Okay, well, there's this one guy. Only thing Spirit is showing me that he's all in black, and I don't understand that, but they're showing me this man. I can't see his face. His body build is a little thick. But he's not fat now, but he's a little thick. But he wants to get in touch, get back in touch with you. What I see was a communication problem and possibly infidelity. So I don't know. Some changes are going on in his life. Whether you go back or not is up to you, but you will hear from this guy. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to hear from him within the next 2 to 3 weeks. This guy from the past.
Why is he coming back, Linus? I'm just curious. He's been gone for 2 years, and I haven't
closure.
Heard. Excuse me?
Closure.
Closure. Okay. Just to have closure, he's going to contact me?
Yeah, he's going to apologize, too. he is going through some changes in his life. So when he calls you, it's not going to be to get back with you, like, you know, can we get back together? It's more or less like he's, you know, it's like when a person has been an alcoholic. I'll tell you, I can feel it right now and see it. You know, when a person has been an alcoholic and they say one of the things when you decide not to be an alcoholic is to go back and apologize to people
mm-hmm.
that you've hurt or, you know, they don't trust you or whatever, blah, blah, blah. This is how this man is. Whatever that went on within your relationship, he feels like he owes you an apology to tell you he's sorry. Now, as far as getting together and all that, no, I don't see that. But I think for him, it just will give him a peace of mind. That's why I said closure.
I
just wanted to tell you that, you know, he's sorry for the way he treated you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't look for anything else. When he tells you he apologizes, you and him know better what went A-B situation. But, yeah, like I said, it's changes. Like I said, it's almost like... like an alcoholic, somebody just drank all the time and said ugly things through their period of drinking and hurt people or whatever. And I'm not saying he is, but this is what he's doing. He's trying to make amends. That's what he's doing. For 2013, he's trying to make amends and reflect on his life. Now, there you got it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and you have a good day today.
All right, you too.
Thank you for calling, Rose.
Okay, Linus. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 317. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
My name is Deborah, and happy belated birthday, Linus, and a happy new year also.
Well, thank you, Deborah, and happy new year's to you as well, young lady.
Thank you.
I had a good birthday. I watched a game, and our Seahawks lost. Just made tears come to my eyes. But
you born on my daughter's
birthday.
And good family. That's a good day.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Well, what can I do for you?
Yes, I would like to know. I turn fabulous 60 next month, and I would like to bless you. You look so wonderful. I would like to know if you see any interesting relationships coming your way.
Okay, Deborah. Like Sarah. Spirit is telling me that it's been pretty bland and nonchalant in your relationship, or
it has.
Not relationship, but you know,
meetings.
Spirit is telling me there is a light-skinned man, but you won't give him a chance. Let me see. Hold up. Let me look at him a little bit further. Okay. Spirit tells me he's got a stubborn streak and he's hard-headed. He don't want to listen, but to be honest with you, he really is a good man. But he's just got some qualities about him that need to be worked out. Maybe just needs a woman to, like, look, we ain't going through that, okay? And I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay.
So, but anyway, but he's I can see him. He's medium built, probably 6 feet to 6'2". Nice looking gentleman. He's handsome. And he would like to get more personal with you, but, you know, at 60, you can see that bullshit baby a mile away coming around the
mm-hmm.
clock.
So true.
But
so true.
He is a nice man. I just want to tell you, I see two things. He's either in church or he's on a committee or a group meeting, something where maybe you get together with people to plan things. But he's one of the two areas, group or he's in church. And like I said, he's a good man, and he's between 58 and 60.
Okay.
Kids are grown. The man is divorced, and he's been divorced so long, he never remarried. So
okay.
Yeah, he just...
Haven't met him yet, but I'll look
out for him. You've seen him. I'm going to tell you, Deborah, you've seen him, but you two have not really communicated because, like I said, he's stubborn and he's, you know what I mean? Like, he wants to talk to you, but, you know, he lets his ego kick in, which is...
Okay. One of those
okay,
times.
So that's one. Let me see who else. You've got a church function or something coming up, too, where you're going to be seeing. Do you sing in church?
No, I'm not active in church at all.
Huh. Well, I'm going to tell you, it has something to do with church. Either
okay.
you're going to a program, and I'm going to put it like this. It could be a wedding. It could be a musical. Yeah, I see a wedding or a musical, and it could be a death. But I'm not seeing the death as being prevalent. I see more a wedding or a musical. And you will see this man there. I see where you're sitting at. You're halfway back in church, and you're in a middle bench, and I see him across the aisle, and he's looking at you. You know how you look at people, and then you look away? But when you see this man, like I said, he's light-skinned, and he's handsome. Say something, you know, like, hi, talk to you after church or something, you know. But anyway, I see him there. That's where you two will cross paths, that you could actually speak to one another. And there's an hilarious dark-complected man. He reminds me of Bernie Mac. Oh, my God, does he have a sense of humor. He is hilarious. He's like a runabout friend for you, somebody that you just enjoy, almost like a brother. You're so close, it's almost like a brother, but you're really friends. But he keeps you laughing. I mean, this guy is hilarious. He's just got that spontaneity about him and that humor.
Yeah, I had lunch with a guy like that last Saturday, and he just cracks me up. But I don't feel anything as far as he just feels
friends. Yeah, not with this one. This one is just friends, just somebody, you to enjoy. So, you know, I'm telling you the truth, So, and he's, and I'll tell you, that particular friend, he's good for, like you said, you just had a dinner when you feel a little lonely or in a void. Give that fool a call. And he will take you out to dinner or coffee or dessert, and you two just talk, have a nice time, and go back home, and it just kind of makes you feel refreshed.
No sparks. It was no sparks.
No, but it's just, you know, a male friend. But it made you feel good for that time and that moment. So that's what I'm telling you, when you feel a little down or, you know, and we are women. We're like, wish we had somebody go to the show to see Django Witch, you know, or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He's a good friend.
All right, that's what I'll consider him for, because I don't want to string him on if for him to think there's
something else
because there's nothing.
No, and he's not a person you would see every day or talk to every day. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's what I was saying. It's like, oh, it might come a time, you know, you call him, hey, what you doing? You want to go have a bite to eat or something, or let's have a cup of coffee and just catch up. He's good for that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very good man for that.
He's already there. Okay. Good.
Yeah. But watch out for the other one. And also, let me tell you, I can tell that you've got a beautiful personality. Please don't let people take your kindness for weakness, sister. Don't do that.
Yeah, sometimes they do, and I'm working with myself to kind of say no to folks sometimes because they do think my kindness is a weakness, and it's not.
I know. You're a good person. I can feel your spirit. You're a good person.
Yes,
but,
thank you.
You know, I mean, Lord knows, Jesus, I don't know why people have to do that in life instead of accepting love and companionship for what it is instead of using you because you're nice, you know. So I just picked up on that. I'm just passing on to you for spirit.
I appreciate it also letting me know because we don't ever give each other props and let them know that, you know, if you have a good spirit or something. And I feel you have one also, and I appreciate all of what you told me tonight.
Yes, well, you're most welcome. And keep your head up, girl, and go on. Men will be coming. Check back with me, though, because I see some things maybe coming up this summer. So check back with me.
I certainly will, and have a great week.
You too. You have a wonderful week too, and thank you again for the birthday wishes and for the call.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Miss Lewis. Goodbye.
Bye bye. Thank you for calling in the studio with LSV. This is Linus 917. You're on the air.
Oh wow! Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh Lord! I just ran to the phone because I called in, and then I had to get another call, and I was like, I hope she didn't call me yet.
See, you were perfect. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Hope.
Hi, Hope. Good name.
Thank you. I've been having a hard day.
Good name. Well, I'm picking up right now. Boy, you're going through some shit, huh? people giving you the blues right now, my dear?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I think that my ex's girlfriend is kicking some stuff over to me.
Oh.
I have this connection with this. I'm intuitive, and I always say, you know, I read for people by accident. I've always had it. I pick up. I can remote view. And
good for you.
You know, but when it comes to love relationships, it's very difficult because I
both
have this connection with this man. We know things about each other. He's in Japan. He's knowing what's going on. We had this with each other. So now we're separated. We're not together. We haven't been together since April. But I've always felt it was not over. He was coming back. And now I don't know. And also I feel this woman is trying to interrupt, you know, block it.
He is coming back in June. He'll be back stateside June.
Well,
and it looks like permanently. He'll be back permanently.
What do you feel going on between the two of them?
Okay. Let me have both their names. That helps me. Just the first name. That's all I need.
His name is Richard.
Okay. And
her name is Tawny, T-A-W-N-I.
Okay, Spirit. Man, she is obsessive. Good God.
Yes.
Woo. She is so insecure, it's a darn shame. And I'm not going to curse, but she is. That's what her obsessive is. She's insecure. He cares for her, but not like that. Her side is like 95%. Okay, to gauge it for you, if you were looking, his side is like 50%, okay? It's like, okay, you know, we're together, but girlfriend, you way out there in left field. What, you know, I can almost see him like, what is your problem? That's too bad. She's so insecure. Okay, let me get back to him. She's trying to keep not you, any woman away. If she can put a wall up or a block, she will do it, Hope. But it's not, I mean, she's not into intuitiveness like us. She's not into the good positive.
No, she's on the dark side.
Yeah, rituals and all that kind of stuff that
that's
would do.
That's right.
Yeah, no. And you almost want to say she's on the dark side, but she's not. She's just her behavior and her mental aspect. She's obsessive. I don't see her and Richard being together too much longer, but I see her just pushing him. You know, like a woman nagging.
You got it.
You know, I can, like he just, she's just on it like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, okay, you know, geez. You know.
She's pushing for a ring.
That's why I see him telling her like, damn, what's wrong with you?
She's pushing for a ring.
Well, she ain't going to get it. I can tell you that right now. She is not. Because she's you know what she's doing? She's actually pushing Richard away from her.
Right.
She's not bringing him to it by her own behavior and her actions.
Right.
She's pushed. So, no, she ain't no problem for you. If anything, she needs to get a hold of her own spiritual, mental, and physical, okay? But she's not a problem to you. I mean, like I say, any woman that he's interested in or would like to talk to, she's going to try and put up these blocks and walls and stuff. But like I said, she's pushing him away. I would say when he comes back in June, he will not be with her. You can believe that. They will not be together.
Well, he's here now, and he leaves in February. He comes back in March. So when do you see them, you know, making the decision to not be together?
March. But you know what? I see him coming back in June permanently. When he returns in June, he won't be leaving again. But I see March, around the 1st of March. And the catalyst is going to be from Valentine's Day.
Yes!
It's going to occur. And it's not going to be good.
Oh, my God!
It's not going to be good. And that's going to be the catalyst
phone.
From that on. It'll just
Girl,
start breaking down.
I just got off the phone with my friend Christine, and I said to her, I don't know why, but I feel like Valentine's Day, when I see Valentine's Day, I hear tick, 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 like the bomb is going to go off. Because I think she's waiting for that ring on the finger. When she doesn't get it, she's holding on. And when she doesn't get it, it's going to over there.
Yeah, going to crush your world. That's going to crush her world. But she's the one that put those expectations out there. He didn't.
Right.
She did. And expectations are ruining any relationship. I tell anybody when I do readings, don't have expectations. Live day to day to the best of your ability, but don't have expectation. Expectations ruins relationships.
Right.
Communication and understanding, yes, yes, but don't have expectations. It's her downfall. She brought it on herself. She can't get mad at Richard. I mean, that's on her. You know.
Do you have a sense of when I will hear from him, like demonstratively, tangibly hear from him?
April.
Okay.
April. And let me tell you, when y'all get together, you're going to be laughing about this woman. He's going to be serious. I'm going to tell you, when you get together and you guys chit-chat, he's going to be serious about what she put him through, but you'll end up laughing about it, how foolish she was, you know. And he'll end up laughing because for him, he'll realize how foolish he was to even get involved with her, that he didn't correspond to the red flags that were being shown to him. You know, I tell anybody, honey, sex is not that good, okay? Sex is good, but if you can't reach me mentally, you know what I mean? I got a hand, so hell. But, you know, the old saying, if you ain't got a man, you got a hand. But I think with him, at first, it might have been sexual, and he probably did not plan for it to go as far as it did, but it happened. But that's because she's a pushy woman.
Right.
And she's obsessive. So, you know, the old thing for Richard is like, don't write a check you can't cash.
Right.
And we just have to be careful. You know, everything that looks good is not always good for us. So, but that's okay. It was a learning experience for him and for her. Hopefully the end result would be a learning experience for her. But I kind of doubt it because she's a desperate woman. So God bless her. She's desperate. She's desperate. And it's too bad she don't love herself first. Maybe if she loved herself, she wouldn't be so desperate for a man.
Do you think that I won't hear anything from him until April, or do you think I'll get some email or something?
No, you'll hear communication from him before April. It'll be very light. In fact, there'll be two phone calls or maybe emails, just two prior to April, but they'll be real light. You know, how you doing? How are things going? How's work? How are you doing? You know, that's what I'm saying, light. It won't be any deep conversation until the two of you are in front of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what do I do to, how do I, like, if you were me with your sensitivity and you were feeling another person's relationship, how do you cleanse yourself of that or block that? Because I'm having a hard time with that. And I've been asking Spirit to show me what serves me. And then they showed me her, you know, getting the candles and doing all this. I saw that. And that's what I saw last night. And I woke up upset. So what do I do?
Okay. You were upset about, say it again. I'm not understanding.
Last night, you know, sometimes I get impressions of them, and I'll say, you know, Spirit, show me what serves me. And last night I saw her, you know, kind of creating an energy to keep me away. And I just want to leave them be. I don't want to see it anymore. I'm just tired of it, you know?
Oh, well, then what you need to do is tell Spirit to take it away from you. You don't want to have any thoughts about either one of them until it's time. When it's time, then let you know. Until then, you don't want to talk about them, you don't want to know about them, you don't want to hear about it, and it becomes delete.
Okay.
Okay. That's how you get rid of people in your life. Tell them, I don't want them, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want them in my life right now. But because you want to make communication with this man later, and which you will, I don't doubt that one moment, but just say for right now, when the time is right, then yes. You want to hear from him, but until then, you don't want his thoughts and energy and essence in yours.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
like I said,
when
he calls you, it'll just be a couple of light phone calls, nothing serious.
Why did you get the impression around Valentine's Day? What do you feel about that for them?
Okay. Oh, my God. Do you know he almost slaps the taste out of her mouth? She's arguing with him loudly, embarrassing him. I see them at a restaurant, nice restaurant, white tablecloth. I see her on one side and him on the other, and she's talking, and he's telling her, no, no, that's not going to happen, no. And she blows up. Oh, my God. I mean, she's like a rabid dog. Her mouth
right.
is just going. Her eyes are tight. It's almost like she's foaming at the mouth. Oh, yeah. Yeah. From that point on, it definitely will deteriorate.
Yep. And you feel that around Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Do you feel this split in March?
Yeah, in March I do.
Did you see her moving out right away?
It might even be before March, to be honest with you. It might even be before March. Because the way that she goes off on him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Deborah. It's my cell going off. Sorry for that.
That's all right. Do you see the big break in March, but do you think that she moves out right away?
Yeah. Okay, Spirit is showing me yes, but she's going to destroy some shit before she leaves. It's not going to be a happy... It's not going to be a good split, period, but I see her destroying some stuff in the house or apartment before she leaves. And that's purely out of spite and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... what else are you interested in?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to be sitting
that situation,
here like old Mabel Auntie until June. So do you see anybody else coming in?
let's see. No, I don't. I'm getting blank. Nada. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Yeah, I'm not getting anything. Sorry, I'm not picking up anything. Sorry,
right,
Hope.
That's okay.
If it's blank and I don't see anything, I just don't see it. I don't make up stuff because I go by what Spirit tells me. That's what I let come out my mouth. So I don't make up stuff or try to, nope. But anyway, you know what? I got to move on, Hope.
I know you do. But I enjoy talking to you so much. Yeah.
Yes, I enjoy talking to you too. And please call again. I like that you're gifted and that you're up there in that realm. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you, my love.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Happy New Year. Talk to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you for being patient. Area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. I remember talking to you last Sunday. How you doing?
I'm doing about the same. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. What can I help you with today, Melvin?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I need to ask about a coaching job. I'm a football coach, and I haven't coached since 2006, and the head coach of this high school here, he resigned and went to college. So I'm going to submit my application and resume and cover letter and not to be the head coach, but assistant coach. I coached at this high school before. Do you see that happening for me to go back to coach?
Yes, I see it happening. You will get hired as assistant coach. You are correct. You will get hired.
Wow.
Yep, as an assistant coach. So get your paperwork and everything in, because I see you. I see them contacting you next week to set up an interview with you. So, yes, get your paperwork done. Get everything in, because they will be calling you and they will hire you. You left with a good record, so they like that.
Oh, man. That is my blessing, because I, you know, I've been sitting in the stands and calling plays, and the fans like, why are you not coaching? Why are you not? I don't know. Ask them, you know. So, Mr. Board of Education, should I send a letter of interest to all the board members and the superintendent?
No, just to the superintendent. Get your resume in and your letter of commitment. Yes, do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get hired, Melvin. They are. They need that. They need that assistant. They need you there. So yes, they will hire you. That's what I'm saying. You look next week. You will get a phone call. And after that, then they'll call you back in for an interview for that position. Yes, sir.
Man, that's a blessing. Okay. And I just want to ask you about a sports question. Playoffs.
Okay. Why, the Seahawks lost. My team lost, Melvin.
Yes, my Lord. All right.
Go ahead.
49ers are coming down to Georgia to play Atlanta Falcons. Who will win that game Sunday?
49ers.
Wow. Oh, excuse me.
49ers.
Was it a blowout game or a close game? Or
no, they'll probably, I see they win between 3, 6, or 10 points. So if you want to write that down, the 49ers will win between 3 points or 6 points or 10 points. So that's your spread.
Okay.
They'll win by beating Atlanta. Yeah.
Well,
they're
coming hard.
I'm going to tell you, 49ers are coming hard and ruthless. They want this. So they're coming to play. Not that Atlanta didn't play. You guys just beat us. But, I mean, 49ers are coming ruthless. It's almost like they're mean with it. They're coming so strong.
Well, would they win the Super Bowl?
Maybe. Spirit is not showing me that they're going to be the winner. They just said maybe.
Okay, because the winner out of Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots will play in the Super Bowl. Which one of those teams will advance?
Okay, tell me again, the Ravens and who else?
New England Patriots.
Upset. New England Patriots.
Wow.
It will be an upset.
So would it be Baltimore?
No, it'll be the Patriots. That's why I said it's going to be an upset, because they feel like Baltimore Ravens should be the favorite to win. But the Patriots are going to upset. It'll be a surprise. So watch that game. It's going to be a surprise.
Because they had the Patriots to win a 9-point spread. The Patriots to win it. Some of the analysts. Yeah. But, okay. So it would be the 49ers and the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Yep, that's what I'm picking up right now.
Okay, because the 49ers played the Patriots in regular season, and we beat them up pretty bad. I'm a 49er fan. I love them, you know. So
yeah,
we beat them like 42 to something. We was up on them big time. They had to come from behind, but we still got them in regular season.
Well, Melvin, let me tell you this, maybe why Spirit isn't showing me. It's probably going to be a really good game, and it could go either way. So maybe that's why Spirit is not showing me who will be the winner on the Super Bowl day. And that's good. I mean, that's a good game. I mean, both teams are going to be trying real hard to win. But, yes, I see now the Patriots. You know, it's a possibility, but I see a surprise by the Patriots how they win that game. The Ravens come in strong. But there's a surprise, like somebody misses a field goal or an interception, and that's how the Patriots end up winning.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you, do I have time to ask you another question?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I want to ask you about on my job. Like, I think I talked to you about it.
Yes.
Sure, but
yes.
I worked at a hospital at night.
Yes.
And I applied for a full-time position as an HST lead.
Okay.
On the unit that I'm working now. I'm working the unit now. But I put in my application, but I have not been interviewed. That's been about 4 or 5 months ago. Will they give me that job, or will they give me that job as a supervisor?
You know what, Melvin? They might, but I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Go in and sit down and talk to your supervisor, because I think with the incident that occurred earlier between you and that woman might have had a factor on why you didn't get hired. So I would sit down and talk to the supervisor and let that person know how you feel and why you think, you should be considered for the particular position. But you know what? If you get hired as a coach, you won't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't. Because will I be able to do some kind of work at the school besides coaching? Because I'm, for my finances purposes, because I would like to leave the hospital, and I would like to just return back to the school, but I would have to have something, some other kind of job as well, like a teacher's aide or something, working with kids that, need close supervision or something.
Okay, what I saw, Melvin, was janitorial. I don't know if you want to do that, but there is an opening at the school for a janitorial position. You're looking for something else part-time, and I understand that. Just put your feelers out. You know, what I would do, Melvin, once you got your job, when you get on coaching, like they say, a closed mouth don't get fed, check with, talk to a few people, and you might be surprised. There might be somebody within your environment that'll hire you and give you a part-time job.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
but speak up after you get your coaching position and let people know that you're interested in, working 4 hours at night, about 4 hours or 5 hours, what have you. And I see it's a white lady that's got a business, and I see this big, huge house. I don't know. She's got a business, though, but I see a huge home, almost like a mansion. But she'll talk to you about a position within her company. So just, keep your eyes and ears open. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Okay.
All
and,
right.
My friend, she left about 2.5 months ago. Will she be coming back?
Your who will be coming back?
A friend that was staying with me. We were in we were in a relationship, but I wanted to be in one with her. But she was sleeping in the living room, I was sleeping in my bedroom, and she left me about 2.5 months ago. And she just left. And I don't know if she had some problems with her family or something. I was told that, but do you see her coming back and us getting into a real serious relationship?
No. She'll be a headache to you.
Okay.
So Spirit told me no. She'll be a headache. And my head is hurting on the left-hand side.
Man.
So Spirit is telling me she'll be a headache to you, so no. That's not going to work out.
She won't come back at all? Or try to come back?
She doesn't really want to come back. What I can feel right now, she might talk to you a couple of times, but she's not interested in coming back to live together, no.
Okay. So she's in a relationship? Why she, won't call me? What's going on with her?
She is seeing another gentleman, but, okay, wait a minute. She is seeing another gentleman at this time. Relationship-wise, no, they're just friends. They're just friends, but
okay.
She's dealing. Does she have children or a mother or grandmother, she's dealing with some sickness in her family, some health concerns. She's helping them. She's helping them right now.
Okay. So she's out of town. She's not in the same hometown I'm in. Excuse me.
No.
Okay. So she's
Spirit
not
says, no, school. Not right now. She's not. Uh-uh.
When will she be back in the same town I'm in?
Spirit said not for a few months. She's helping out a family member. So
okay,
it'll be a few months before she returns back, yeah.
Yeah, her sister has kids and stuff.
Okay, well, yeah, well, she's helping a family member, but I also see that it's somebody that has a health concern. And it's a good thing that she's there to help out, so that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's more or less as far as the man thing, no, but... Her thing is she's helping her family. Yeah.
Well, why she if she's like mad with me? Why she won't pick up and talk to me?
Not interested. She's got other things on her mind.
Okay. Well, I thought I.
Yeah,
wasn't
that doesn't mean anything against you, Melvin, or bad towards you. It's just she has other things on her mind right now. Because even the guy that she sees now and then, that's not even a priority with her. Her priority right now is with her family. And that's what's most important. So relationships and all that stuff is not indicative to what she's doing.
Does she love me?
As a person, yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I do like her, but I would like to be in a relationship with her. I told her this, so she just looks at me when I say that.
Yeah, because she's not interested. I'm being honest with you. Yeah,
yes.
Not interested.
Do you see anybody else coming into my life?
Well, Melvin, I would like to go further. Melvin, go over to my website and I'll do a full-depth reading because I got other people waiting. I need to move on. TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. On the right side of my website, you'll see where you can click on the icon for a reading.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
You.
I enjoyed talking to
okay.
you, Melvin, and I wish you the best. And once you get that coaching job, call back so I can tell you congratulations.
I sure will. Thank you. God bless.
God
Appreciate
bless you,
it.
Too. All righty. Have a good
All
day.
Right. Bye-bye. You too.
Area code 818, you're on the line with Linus. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate. Who's this?
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for your patience. How are you today?
Enjoy your shows, and I love listening. So now it's my turn. Oh, I'm so happy. You know, if I tell you a friend's name, I'm wondering if it'll go any further. Is that enough information?
Yes. All I need is a first name, and give me the question, and I'll answer for you.
Jeff, will it ever be more than platonic?
Okay. And the name is Jeff, J-E-F-F?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? Jeff is a little quirky, but he's a fun-ass guy, hella fun. I'm picking up nothing but good. My heart is happy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, if you want it to be more, yeah.
Really?
What is it, Jeff? Jeff to me is like a gardener, a flower. He likes working with his hands in the earth, a gardener, seeing things grow and develop and be beautiful. He's a good man. He's got a strong, strong spirit about him for life and compassion for life. Yeah. What are you two waiting on? I see you two together. He likes you, and he's a fun person. He's a good man. Wait a minute. Hold up. I just caught something. Right at the tail end on the backside, there's a female. I'm seeing her butt. What the hell is that? Excuse me. It's like she's showing her ass to him. Is there someone that
well, that's
he would
what
like
I'm
to kick down a flight of stairs? I'm sorry. That's the best way I can say it. Is there a woman in the background he wants to kick down a flight of stairs?
Boy, are you incredibly spot on. Wow.
Okay. Well, it's best she just leave him alone. I'm going to tell you right now. He is so tired of her. That's why I could see her showing her butt, and I could see him with his foot in her ass kicking her down the stairs. So she best leave that man alone. Spiritually, spiritually, she best leave him alone. You know what? He's such a good man that when he crosses that spectrum of anger, I wouldn't want to be around him.
Interesting.
I wouldn't want to, because he's such, you know, when people, it's almost like, you know, they say a quiet person will kill you quicker than a person that's loud.
Right.
You don't know what they're going to do. Okay, this is how this man is. He's very loving. He's compassionate about life. He loves life. He's not out to hurt nobody. That's not even his character. That's not who he is or what he's about. But this woman is pushing it so that she's going to see a side of him she didn't know exists.
That's
what I'm saying. I would not want to make this gentleman angry because he's got another side that he could flip out. So, you know, but she's pushing that, so that's on her. You and him, fine. You're fine.
Well, you know, I mean, he's a perfect gentleman, and we've been friends for a while, like since June. And, it's not my place to be aggressive.
Yeah.
So I wonder, you know, do you see a time that it might progress?
Okay. Yeah, as soon as he kicked that woman down the stairs. Okay, Spirit, I'm sorry. God forgive me. That wasn't nice. excuse me. I'm sorry, Diane. Jeff and Diane, when are they going to... Well, you know what? Valentine's Day is coming up in February, and I see you two at a candlelight dinner.
That's cool.
Okay. I see you two at a candlelight dinner, and you're just really having a good time. Just enjoying one another. You know, not so much sexual, as just two people just really and truly enjoy one another.
You know, it's true. Things don't have to always be sexual. Maybe that's my lesson with this relationship, at least right now.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I mean, that'll happen. Come on. We're human beings. You know, eventually you two are going to have sex, no doubt. But right. I think for you and him, when you're together, it's just you two enjoy each other so much. You know what I mean? How you can be around a person that's just like, boy, when they knock on your door and you know that that's them, it's like... Man, come on in. I am so glad to see you. How
exactly.
Wonderful. You hug, you kiss, and you start laughing and talking, and you're just like, my Lord, where did the time go? It's 4 hours later. Because you enjoy each other so much.
That's how it is. It is, and when I'm with someone else, I even think of him, and I'm thinking, no, get that thought away. I just have to enjoy what I'm doing at this moment. But you're right.
Yes. Don't you give up on Jeff. Jeff is a good man. Hang in there with him. He's a good man. Is Jeff an earth sign? Why am I picking up March?
Sag.
He's a Sag. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What sign are you? Tell me your sign.
Taurus.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me tell you about Sag and Taurus, because I do astrology, too.
Oh, I have a lot of
Sagittarius, you know, is the sign of the horse, so he's galloping all around. Taurus is a sign of the bull. You two work fine in the pasture. Bull and horses can get along because you understand each other. His thing, Sagittarius likes freedom. Now I understand his compassion for life, why he's so robust. His freedom is like they don't like to be tied down. When I say tied down, I mean like, where are you going? What you doing? When are you coming back? Where are you going? Blah, blah, blah. They don't like that. It's like, okay, honey, I'm off to work. I'll be by when I get off work. Okay. And if he's a few minutes late, that's okay. He's coming. And instead, if you say something like, well, where you been? You know, you usually get home at 5:30 and it's 6 o'clock. Like, whoa, woman. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. So let him go with the flow, but he will be there. That Sagittarius will show you love. He will show you compassion. He will show you kindness. He will show you sentiment and sympathy. Okay? You, on the other hand, Taurus, you're strong. Taurus is stubborn, too, but they're very strong. You make money. The two of you together as a couple will make money. No doubt. You will make money together. But also as a couple, you just have that understanding. See, that's what I'm saying. The bull and the horse and the pasture, y'all enjoy each other. And you're fierce together. The two of you together are fierce. I mean, it's like it says in the Bible, who can come against you? Who can come against you? Nobody.
Powerful.
It is. It's very powerful, the two of you together. So, yeah, just go with the flow and enjoy him. And I'm telling you, I see during Valentine's Day, you guys are together, but it seems like that whole Valentine's weekend, you become closer. You talk, your communication, your understanding. I mean, it's beautiful. I think of couples right now, people have asked me about, you two are a bright fixture in my eye. And you will be together. You will be.
What a blessing. I called you. You are lovely, and I feel so blessed. I just feel so good. Thank you.
You do. You two are going to be a good couple. The only thing I want to say is when y'all get married, please send me an invite.
Oh, you see.
That's all I ask. Send me an invite. You know my phone number in my show. I'll give you my address. I might surprise you and fly out for the wedding.
In one second, if that happens, I'm telling you, and I'm saving the show. I am so excited. I love you. Take care, Glennis.
Yeah. Okay, and you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you for the show.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Disturbing.
Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air. Gussie is here. Come on, Gussie.
Hello?
Yes, this is Linus, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. How are you today?
I just got some bad news, so I'm not real happy.
Ooh, I just got a feeling in my stomach, my gut.
I just got a phone call. Just got some real bad news in a phone call. Boy, really bad.
I feel your heart hurting. My stomach is hurting.
Yeah.
But I don't feel death. I don't feel death. You got some really bad news.
Oh, I did just now. I mean, moments ago. Just got.
I know, but it wasn't a death. You didn't get news of somebody dying.
No, okay.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't feel like the death of a person. So.
No, it's related to that though. I am. I actually did have a recent loss of. I did just have a recent loss, and I'm in a grief support group, and I'm being kicked out of it.
Oh, boy.
I've never been kicked out of a grief group before. I did not realize that was even possible. And it's a group that I need. And apparently the facilitator seems to... Well, I'm not going to go into the...
Right.
I don't know what's going on with her and the two others in the group, but apparently...
Is this through your church? Allison?
No. I'm not involved in church at all.
No. You don't have to be involved in church. Churches have groups for women, you know, and different things. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you're attending that church, but some churches do have programs to help the community.
Well, this is something like that, though. This is a community group designed to help people through their loss.
Are you a good listener?
Yes.
Allison, or do you talk over people? You're a good listener?
No, I'm a very good listener.
Okay. I see a personality clash between you and your facilitator.
Well, this is news to me. It truly, truly is.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing a personality clash between the two of you. And your facilitator Your facilitator has some issues too. It's a female.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing her now. It's like, what do you think that your grief is worse than anybody else's? That other people are grieving just as bad. I'm in her now. She's talking to you like, why do you think that your grief is so bad that other people are not grieving as bad or worse? It's just how everybody experiences grief in their own way and their own preference. So,
right.
We don't ever down anybody by, what, five people they lost in one family to one. It can be just as great for one person as it is for another person to lose five people.
I don't think that she somehow is perceiving that I think that I am qualitatively, you know, it's her opinion that my grief is more intense than the others and more complicated than the others. And I don't feel that way whatsoever, but that's been her that's her perception.
Okay.
I don't feel that way at all. That's why I'm so surprised that she's even putting that out there, because grief is grief, and we all have our own unique experience of it. And I know that. She's the one separating me out from the others, not I.
Well, Allison, what I'm going to suggest to you, and Spirit is telling me, to look for another group. If you can, please do that as soon as possible. Find another group. Don't go back there.
Because instead of helping you,
it's hampering you, and you need to be shown love and a hug right now and not. In fact, Spirit is telling me, have you thought about one-on-one therapy?
I can't afford it.
Okay. Well, let's go back to group then, but let me suggest this. Find out through the state, your state, there are organizations that will pay for you to have the therapy that you need. Check with your local churches to see if they have any programs.
Mm-hmm.
Most all programs through the churches are free. There is no cost. Also with the state, there's some programs that they will pay for, you know, having to do with grief or criminal, you know, whatever. So that would be my suggestion.
Well, actually, that's not why I called. I called to ask about employment. I'm sorry that this phone call happened literally right before, you know, you got me on.
I was calling
for employment. I actually want to work. I'm really looking for work right now, and not just any old crappy job. I'm really trying to move my life and finances forward so I can support myself. And so I want to see what you have to say around that. And if there's a real opportunity to work with Nick, who has his own business, whether or not that's anything will come of that.
Okay.
There's a man,
I'm asking
not
the spirit, what
I'm
job do they see for you?
Yeah.
Spirit is showing me right now, Allison, boxes. Something to do with boxes. Shipping and handling of goods. I see a big warehouse. Almost like you want to say an Amazon or a Costco, but a big, huge warehouse. And I see you working there, but it has something to do with boxes. You're working with boxes.
Okay.
Have you thought about working for a company? You know, doing inventory work or
I've done warehouse work before. I've done a lot of physical labor. I felt so depersonalized and unhappy there. I need to be around people. I need to interact with people. I need to engage. I need to be really, I'm new in town. I have no friends. I don't need to be working off on my own with inhuman things, you know.
Okay. My suggestion in the next thing, not my suggestion, but Starbucks.
I've applied there. No, nothing came of it.
Okay, that's something. The spirit told me Starbucks. Okay.
Nothing came of it.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that's all spirit is showing me right now is just that, just this big warehouse and boxes. That's all I see right now for you. So
nightmare. That's a nightmare for me. I've been there, done it. That, in fact, was the lowest of my low of any job I've ever done was that job.
Okay. Have you thought about applying for positions that need customer representative, customer service?
I am looking at all kinds of work right now. I'm just putting myself, I kind of feel like I am just throwing myself out there with no regard. I need to take care of my heart now. I need to take care of my heart and my finances and my sense of belonging.
Okay.
I need a job that enhances and encourages that growth in all three areas.
Okay. Well, all I keep getting the spirit is showing is customer service. Any particular company? No. But customer service. So you're already applying and doing that, which is good, but customer service.
What about working with Nick? When is that going to come through?
Spirit working with Nick. I'm not getting anything. Spirit's not showing me anything with Nick. I see some paperwork and pencils and pen, and then it just goes blank. So initially I see paperwork, and then it just goes blank. I see Nick talking to you, but I don't see employment. I don't see that happening. But I see him speaking with you.
Well, that's the second worst news I've had today.
I'm sorry, but you asked me, I'm just telling you, I see paperwork. I see him dealing with paperwork and pen and pencils, and I see him talking to you, but I don't see him hiring you for a position. I didn't get that. Maybe when he talks to you, he might have some suggestions himself.
Well, I'm having a bad day. Okay, well, thank you.
I'm sorry. God bless you. I'm going to say a prayer for you that your day gets better, Allison, okay?
Just going downhill. Okay, thank you, though.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we've come to the end of our hour, and we're off the air. End episode. We're off.